The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Grand reopening sale on now. Online and in store at Birkenhead Home Store, Barangaroo and Kensington. Open 7 days.
Get the local version of what happened to Prince Philip in a moment. But Adam, first, what's Jeremy Corbyn's game? What's he up to?
Well, he appears to be setting red lines. It's this thing about when you set riders to certain persuasive arguments. And he's complained that Theresa May has set too many red lines with her whole Brexit deal and her whole Brexit negotiation. And now he has set his own red line, which is that if she won't take no deal off the table, then he won't meet with her. So she's met with the Lib Dems and the SNP and Plaid Cymru and anyone else, frankly, who wants to meet the Prime Minister. But Labour won't get together with her. We also know, given that we are, as we speak, 70 days until Brexit Day, Parliament is sitting for only half that time, so we don't actually have an awful lot of time to get the stuff through. So her plan B, remember Theresa May has until Monday to come up with that, MPs will vote on plan B in 12 days' time. Time is against the whole thing. The idea of second referendum and general election and everything else that we've touted for the past week, it's still very much up in the air.
I note Sky News is running a 71-day countdown clock.
Yes, they would. In fact, I think they began a countdown quite some time ago, but every now and again they flash it up and make a big deal of it. A really interesting comment, I think, from former Prime Minister Tony Blair, who suggests that the things that gave rise to Brexit, anxiety around immigration and communities and extremism, have left European politics in turmoil. And what he's suggesting is that in a rational world, Europe should think again about certain issues that gave rise to Brexit. In other words, Tony Blair is saying to the EU, come on, give us a flippin' break, help us out here a little bit, please. And if he can say that in sort of slightly more diplomatic tones than I've done, then I would have thought surely they can have a bit of a listen, can't they?
97-year-old Prince Philip won't be driving again anytime soon, I don't think.
No, although it's one of those things, isn't it? I'm sort of double-checking. There's no upward age limit for driving, and nor should there be, frankly, but you do have to renew your licence every 3 years once you get to the age of 70. So given that Prince Philip is now 97, he's obviously had to renew a few times. At least, I'm assuming he's had to do what everyone else over the age of 70 has had to do.
No, I wouldn't make that assumption, Adam. He is Prince Philip. I think Prince Philip does what he does and doesn't take orders from anybody. Thank you, Adam, for your help this week. I'll be back to talk to you same time next week.